You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Day. Today we're joined by the Southwestern duo of senior setter Christina Nichols and Lindsay Thompson, senior middle blocker. Ladies, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and talk to us today.
Oh, thank you for having us. Yeah, thank you.
I'll start with Christina here, but actually both of you can raise it or jump in. But Christina, I'll start with you first. Give me your mindset going into your senior season here at Southwestern.
My mindset going into senior year of Southwestern, I'm really excited. I think that our team has a lot of potential, but that being said, I'm trying to stay calm because oftentimes our team doesn't perform quite as well when we have these huge expectations. It's better to just play as ourselves, and I'm really excited because we have a lot of fun together as a team, and I think that whatever happens, it's going to be a really, really fun season.
Lindsay, same thing for you. How's your mindset entering your senior season?
I agree with Christina. I'm really confident going into this season. We have four new first years that are doing really, really well during preseason, and that just gives us an even bigger confidence boost going in, knowing that we have so much new great talent, along with so much new returning talent. So, yeah, I have great hopes for this season. I think we'll do really well, especially since we established such a good foundation last year, and we're just building on that going into this season.
Whoever wants to jump in, Lindsay, we'll start with you, I guess, actually. What did you work on as a middle blocker here over the off season, maybe during spring workouts, and now that you're in preseason camp getting ready for the season? What did you work on specifically?
Definitely just speed and lots of lateral movement. Arm swing is a big thing. Sometimes I get a little slow arm swing, but that's been one thing I've really been trying to work on, getting your elbow up, running quick offense, especially in the kind of offense we run. Middle's really dominant, and so just make sure that we're maintaining a fast-paced offense and doing my part to contribute to that.
Christina, how about you as a setter? I know you may have worked on some similar things or whatnot. Or is there anything that you worked on specifically as a setter this off season?
I was in China for 4.5 months during the off season. I studied abroad during my spring semester and came back halfway through the summer. So I did not do what one would imagine that someone would do preparing for their senior year during the off season. But to me, that's a really great thing about Division III sports, is that I was able to go to the other side of the world and I'm still able to participate in my senior year. So I just kind of, when I came back from China, really tried to whip myself into shape, and I played a lot with Lindsay over the summer. We live really close together, and just trying to get my touch back on the volleyball because I went way too long without ever playing while I was abroad. So probably the untraditional answer that I just gave you.
Christina, how was your experience? You mentioned that that's the nice thing about Division III, being able to chance to study abroad. How was your experience in China during the spring semester?
My experience in China was the best 4 months that I've ever had in my life. It's hard for me to sum it up just in a few sentences, but I loved it so much that I'm pretty sure that I'm going to move there after I graduate, hopefully to Tibet. I have a lot of big plans for myself that I don't know if they're really realistic, but a lot of them involve going over to China and doing some things there and being proficient with the language. It was everything that I could have asked for going over there, and even more. I really learned a lot, and I had some really good experiences all by myself, and really challenged myself while I was there. So that was the best thing that I could have asked for while I was there.
Christina, lastly, as we wrap up your untraditional off season, how difficult was it to get back and knowing that you did indeed have a senior season to get ready for in the preseason, when teammate like Lindsay may have been able to do a little bit more working out on her own? How difficult was that to get back into the swing of volleyball, getting ready for your senior season?
It was really hard. It wasn't too hard because I knew that I had a fitness test waiting for me when I started or when I came back to school. But I kind of just had to jump right in the middle of in the middle of summer and start my workouts and kind of cram things in, and really having Lindsay living close to me and as one of my best friends, we worked out a lot together. So really, I really value my relationship with her because she was able to help get me back into back into the swing of things when I really missed a huge part of my off season.
Lindsay, we'll ask you, since you you've had a little bit more traditional off season than Christina did, but how is the preseason camp going so far for the Pirates? How do things seem to be shaping up as you get ready for the 2011 season?
They're looking really great. I can honestly say that we've been working very, very hard in the preseason. 2 days went really well. We actually started on a stronger foot than I was actually even sort of expecting. But, yeah, we're going into a scrimmage with St. Edward's tomorrow, and I think we're completely prepared for that just based on how preseason's looking. We have a lot of competition at a lot of different spots, which is always good because we have players that might not have gotten a lot of playing time last year really pushing the returning starters from last year, which is always great to have good competition in practices to really help you prepare for games, which is a great thing that I've noticed this preseason, is that everybody's challenging everybody, which is just making us that much better.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Day. Today we're joined by Southwestern senior setter Christina Nichols and classmate senior middle blocker Lindsay Thompson. For either one of you, what do you attribute Southwestern's success over the last 8 to 10 years? You've 26, 30 wins, 35 wins. That's pretty consistent for the Pirates. What do you attribute that success to?
What we have great, great team chemistry on and off the court. You may hear that a lot, but we genuinely all care for each other. We're all great friends. And I really think that shows when we're out there on the court. We really move as like a well-oiled machine because we know each other so well and we communicate really well with each other. And that also makes making mistakes a lot easier because it's not like we're out there beating each other up over a little mistake. We really help each other out of tough situations, and it really shows out there on the court and obviously in our competition and our records.
Last question for you ladies. We'll start with Christina here. What would a successful senior season mean to you? And then Lindsay, I'll give you a chance to answer the same.
To me, a successful senior season would entail, I guess, the same team chemistry that Lindsay was talking about previously, just maintaining that. Really, the best thing about Southwestern volleyball to me is that everyone's here because they love to play. Another good thing about D3 is that we all love volleyball. And so no matter like how wins or losses or conference goes, we're all here because we love playing. And I think that maintaining my relationship with my teammates as well as coming out with a few wins would really sum up a really great senior season for me.
Lindsay, how about you? What would a successful senior season mean to you?
I mean, I would love to end on a note that we started with. We've been so competitive and we've been so successful the 3 years that we've been here so far, and I think that we can finish just as strongly as we did coming in as freshmen, and it would just be a really great ending to my college career being successful this season, and I really think that we can be very successful this season.
Southwestern senior setter Christina Nichols and senior middle blocker Lindsay Thompson and the rest of your teammates of the Pirates open up the season September 2nd, hosting Hardin-Simmons before competing that weekend at Trinity's Invitational. Ladies, best of luck throughout the 2011 season, and thanks for taking time to join us today.
Thank you.